There's this one man I dated who I will respect for the rest of my life because after we broke up, he never ever reached out again. This is like over 2 years ago. I have no idea where he is or what he's doing, and I love him.
And fellas, you always got to be able to walk away clean like this. Once she know you'll never leave, that's when she lose respect for you. When she feel like it's a chance you could leave if she keep being on BS, that's when they respect you. And you see, she says she love him. Yeah, they love the men who will walk away from them. They love the men who they have to chase. They love the men who don't love them as much. Those are the men they will never forget. She will be in love with that man for the rest of her life because he left and didn't look back. So she'll always wonder, what if? And she know everywhere you are, everything you gonna do, you're so predictable. Anytime y'all get in an argument, even if she wrong, you coming back apologizing. Yeah, those relationships are on a short timer. But if you get fed up with her and leave and never look back, she'll never forget you and she'll always think about you. But as the great actor Rob De Niro said,
you want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Oh, I don't want to read this, but I'll do it for you guys. People don't really talk about how mentally and physically draining it is to be a single adult with no kids and trying to date. Everyone you know was married with kids and did it so effortlessly. You go on dates just to be ghosted or disrespected. You're always alone. You're 100% responsible for the mortgage, bills, and household chores. You work, go to the gym, walk your dog, sleep, and do it all over again every day.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
I could see her face a little bit through the words, and I could tell she's a post-war pathetic woman. And she had every opportunity from the ages of 15 to 25 to find a suitable man who would have went through life with her and helped her through life at every turn. But she turned it down and she played guys and guys were disposable. And now she old and effed up, like most women are going to be in the future. Old, effed up, alone, and miserable, and trying to pass that misery on to everybody they come in contact with because they made stupid decisions throughout their whole life. Fellas, make sure you're never the cleanup man for a woman like this.
The problem with the world today,
the world, all of it, well, I'm interested,
is that a lot of y'all men were never taught what a real man is.
Okay, lady, and you were never taught what a real woman is. Okay, we can start with the bull ring, and then we could go to the multiple kids in the background. Do they all have the same father is the question. Do real women go on TikTok and talk about what a real man is? Or are they too busy living their life and handling their business in the real world? Just questions. Just a few questions I have.
Do we not? Oh, sorry about that. Well, I'm excited to hear what a real man is. Hopefully from a real woman. Continue.
A real man works 7 days a week.
Seems excessive, but okay. 7 days.
Comes home to his stay-at-home wife.
Okay, well, I hope she's got company.
Cooks her a hot meal.
Of course, she needs to eat, doesn't she?
Does the laundry.
That's fair. Can't have you smelling now, can we?
Make sure her nails and toes and her hair is done.
Look, it's no coincidence. Every time a woman talk about what a real man is, it's going to be everything that benefits her. At your expense, usually. Look, fellas, don't ever take advice on what a real man is by some goofy broad. Especially some chick probably sitting somewhere on Section 8 with a low vocabulary. Trying to kick game on TikTok when she probably got 6 followers. How about you get your tubby butt up and go take care of them youngsters that's running around wild with no discipline? That's why I could tell it ain't no dude there.
Working 7 days a week won't stop this man from becoming a beauty therapist as well.
Serves her.
What with, a restraining order?
Does the dishes.
Anyone else start getting the feeling she's taking the piss?
Make sure the kids are put away to sleep.
Keep them away from your lazy ass, more like.
Gets up in the morning, get them ready for school.
Then hop on the plane to get away from that woman as far away as you possibly can.
And do it all over again. That's the real man.
Well, I sit on my fat tush and eat Cheetos and chicken wings all day. And be on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram. Talking shit about a bunch of nothing. A cute gym fit is all fun and games until you have to go to the gas station. Okay, yeah, true. But you were willing to risk it. Being a piece of meat to the guys you find hot is more important than life itself. I know that's how a lot of women feel. So you didn't care. You would risk getting thrown in a van. You would risk that white van pulling up and putting in work, if you know what I mean. as long as you get to go to the gym and have Chad look at your buns. It's pathetic. I mean, you think this TikTok is shaming men, but you're really shaming yourself and showing how pathetic you are. But you're not smart enough to know that.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Y'all some unstable creatures. See, I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm gonna say unstable creatures. It's my new word for y'all.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Y'all telling me with this Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.